Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited. I'm Jim Blasingame, by the way. I am a small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Very excited about Rob Grady being back on the show. Robert Grady is the author of Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, the third edition. And he's one of our top marketing experts in the brain trust, and he's here to help us. Rob Grady, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks, Jim. Always glad to be back.
Are you still teaching?
No, not.
You're not teaching anymore. I always forget whether you are or not.
No, I taught for many years at Marquette University Business School, but dropped that.
And you escaped.
I escaped. I finally hung it up.
That's what my teacher friends say when they retire. They say they escaped.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
Hey, I'm glad you're here. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks much.
Let's talk about some of the things you need to think about, some of the pieces of the puzzle you need to put together in order to have a strong brand image.
Well, it's a hot topic for me right now. I typically work the fourth quarter on my clients' marketing plans for the next year, and we're always talking about branding and image and how to establish your image in the marketplace. And I tell my clients that there's a fundamental concept to follow, and that's the concept of what I call QS&P, quality, service, and price.
Mm-hmm.
And the ideal is to pick your two out of three and then use those two out of three as a guidepost to your image in the marketplace. When I say that, I typically look at that and I say, all right, well, let's use some examples. Nordstrom, we all know Nordstrom.
Mm-hmm.
The folks who are famous for their outstanding service and the quality of their products. They don't try and compete so much on price. Their competition is based on service, or their image is based upon that great service and selling quality goods. McDonald's, for example, takes a different approach. They go with, they don't worry so much about the quality of the food as much as the fast service and the low price. So they're a service and price, S&P. And the problem is those companies, when they try and be all three, because let's face it, Jim, all our customers want us to be all three. I want great quality, I want great service, and I want it for nothing. And so they're constantly demanding all three. But if you try and be all three, by definition, you will go out of business. And I always like to use the example of what I call Chef Pierre's Café Français. A fancy restaurant will have, Chef Pierre will have his escargot and filet mignon and all that impeccable service, but he may cost you your credit limit, whereas a group like McDonald's restaurant offers quick service and low price, but their food can't compete with Chef Pierre's. So if Chef Pierre suddenly decided he wanted to offer that great service and great quality and try and match McDonald's prices, he would definitely be out of business. And likewise, McDonald's, if they tried to offer the same kind of quality as a Chef Pierre, and do it for $3.99 and give you a Beanie Baby to boot, you're going to be out of business too. So
let me give you an example of something in my world. So there's a regional fast food place nearby me,
mm-hmm.
that makes a pretty good sausage and biscuit.
Okay.
Not that I would actually know myself. I just read about these things. You know, I wouldn't actually ever eat a sausage and biscuit. But anyway, and then there's a McDonald's about a half a mile away.
Okay.
Now, the regional sausage and biscuit, I'm told, is better than the McDonald's sausage and biscuit. But if you go, I've noticed that when you go by the regional one, there's almost always a little bit of a line. And the line is slower, I'm told. But if you go by the McDonald's, even if there is a line, it moves. McDonald's knows how to, whether you love their food or not, and never mind the price, You never have to stay in line very long, no matter what's going on at McDonald's. They move their people and their food out of there.
That's a QS&P within their specific fast food niche.
Yeah, but I'm just saying they've got quality and service. I'm sorry, they've got service and price.
McDonald's
has, and the other one is going with price
quality.
And quality.
Quality and price.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
and you can make a decision. You know, I mean, obviously the other people, they would like to move faster. They just don't have the same system that McDonald's has. But the truth is, both of them are doing great.
Well, you can survive within your niche, but the problem is when you try and be all things to all people.
That's right.
You're going to lose money.
Mm-hmm.
And when you describe what you want to be in the marketplace, when you make that decision, that's the point at which you need to brand yourself with that specific image.
The regional company would make, in my opinion, would be to drop the quality of their food in order to put as many people through as McDonald's does. Remember this: their sausage and biscuit is more expensive than the McDonald's is.
Okay.
So I think both of these companies. I guess the point I'm trying to make is both of these companies have found where they want to be on this three point step,
mm-hmm.
and they're being successful there.
That's a perfect example. Now the problem comes, Jim. What if that regional fast food restaurant had poor quality and slow service?
Yeah.
What if they were only offering one out of three?
Nobody would go there.
Yeah. Yeah, eventually they would go out of business also. So the balance.
I think if they try, if they got confused about what was their, if they tried to flip over to service and price.
Companies that can make the transition. If you have a great quality product and you decide, okay, we're going to launch a lesser quality product, but in order to improve price or something. There are companies that can make that transition. You see, I like to use the example of Donna Karan. She is a New York designer with high-end goods, but she's also got DKN, which I believe is her lower price one. So there's an opportunity to go from high quality to lower quality. It's much more difficult, of course, to
but
go
you
the
can't
other direction.
But you just can't do all three.
Exactly. You can't do all
Find
three.
Find the one you
thing.
Want. But if you go with the one that is quality and service, you got to be sure you charge enough for that.
That's right.
That's the problem. That's what small business owners get confused about. Can we talk about that when we come back?
Let's do that.
20 after, right back with Rob Grady. Rob, quickly on your website.
RobertGrady.com, and Grady is G-R-E-D-E. RobertGrady.com.
20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.